It's time to convene the jury.
In the criminal justice system, all defendants are innocent until proven guilty, either by confession, plea bargain, or trial by jury. This is one of those trials.
Everywhere you look at the moment, there's a story about artificial intelligence. It seems like we're in the midst of some sort of great leap forward, whether you think that's a good or bad thing. In the paper this morning, there's discussion about Catholic schools in South Australia incorporating this remarkable language model AI, ChatGPT, into classrooms. Universities have made some allowances now for a role it's going to play in the future. Every single day, this particular version of AI seems to do increasingly remarkable things. It's in the last couple of days been able to pass the United States medical licensing exam. Microsoft have invested $10 billion in the company with a view to incorporating it into its search engine, Bing, and into Word and all the various word processing software that they have. They see huge potential in it. They see potential for it to be helpful. There's always journals and papers that are coming out at the moment talking about the incredible advancements that have been made in artificial intelligence helping out people in surgery in the medical field. That said, you look at the website, OpenAI, the company that invented this particular thing. There's all versions of artificial intelligence, be they image creators, word generators, or indeed more specific applications. OpenAI and ChatGPT is the one that everyone's talking about at the moment. On their own website, when they talk about their charter as a company, Elon Musk was part of the founding of this company. He subsequently left. But they say they need to be the ones that make the biggest strides the fastest because there's the potential that this goes really badly in the wrong hands. And they, I don't know how you quantified this, say they are the ethical purveyors of artificial intelligence. So they need to be funded enough to make sure if there is any big discovery that gets made, it's them that makes it. So even the people at the cutting edge acknowledge there is risk inherent in the development of artificial intelligence.
What do they mean in the wrong hands?
Oh, I think they mean if it got out of control.
What's out of control look like?
Well, we don't know.
Sort of Terminator 2 type out of control where we're all enslaved to these...
Is it Terminator 2? Is it
robots or something?
Is it Terminator 2? Is it that your entire defense capability is being run by a machine that has a bug?
Yeah, well...
You know, the range of potentially negative outcomes is great. We're seeing some of the... But they don't need to be that dramatic. If you're a blogger online at the moment, there was one website the other day whose share price nearly doubled. Well, not website, sorry, blogging conglomerate, whose share price nearly doubled when they said they're partnering with ChatGPT to start producing articles. They don't need journalists. That's why the share price goes up. So there's macro concerns and micro concerns, but there's benefits and there's costs. For the jury, do you see artificial intelligence as potentially helpful or horrifying? Helpful or horrifying? Everyone who's on the jury gets a 5AA breakfast mug. 8223 0000 is the number.
And I think, without wanting to lead the jurors, I mean, this is almost a vote too on whether what's happening in our school system is appropriate or not.
Mm.
I mean, I'm not gonna lead the jury.
No, it's not what we do. We throw it open. Everyone's anonymous. You can say what you really think. 8223 0000 is the number. On the jury, you get yourself a mug. Helpful or horrifying? The developments in artificial intelligence.
David Penberthy and Will Goodings, 6 to 9, 5AA Breakfast.
Got the jury convened.
Is that a gavel, Will?
Oh, yeah. Do you want me to do it again? It sounded like gunshots, didn't it? It's just a violent
order,
jury.
Order.
Order in the court. We've got the jury convened. We're assessing whether this great leap forward in artificial intelligence at the moment is... helpful or horrifying? Juror number one, what's your judgment?
Horrifying.
Horrifying. Juror number one, thank you. Juror number two, good morning.
Hello. I think it's horrifying. We'll become extinct.
Well that's not something we want, is it? Juror number three, good morning.
Good morning. Since I'm doing my master's in it, I think it's helpful.
Matt, okay. Thank you.
Well, that sounds like a...
All right. I was thinking we'd have a unanimous verdict there, but we won't. It's never happened yet. Yet to have a unanimous verdict with the jury. Juror number four, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Horrifying.
Horrifying. Thank you, Julie. Quentin, juror number five, good morning.
Yeah, oops. Yeah. Maybe I am that Q man. Hey, helpful, embrace the technology, don't fight it.
Thank you, juror number five. Juror number six, good morning.
horrifying. The machines are coming.
Juror number six.
Dramatic. Dramatic work from juror number six. And we will get to final juror number seven. Good morning.
Morning. It's horrifying. I'm starting a new party called the Luddites.
I'll join with you, Rob.
Thank you, juror number seven.
Sorry, I shouldn't have said Rob's name. No. It's meant to be anonymous, isn't it?
We identified a few of them. We just need to tighten things up in this courtroom.
That's right.
Things got a little bit loose.
We're sort of using the American jury system, where juries
do interviews afterwards.
Go on Oprah and stuff like that.
Write a book.
So we had five horrifyings and two helpfuls.
I wonder if that's broadly the ratio in the general public at the moment.
I, for the life of me, cannot believe that any South Australian education institution is green-lighting this stuff.
I'm fascinated.
It's a total alternative to learning. This is like, I mean, you know, Command L spell check was the beginning of the end, as far as I'm concerned, with all of this stuff. But, like, you know, the other thing I don't understand, so here we've got a situation where the Catholic schools have now said they're going to allow it. The unis are saying that they're going to allow it. What do we know in South Australia that Victoria and New South Wales don't know? Because they're not allowing it.
I'm fascinated to know in what capacity. If it's used as something, I can't imagine it's being allowed to allow you to say, well, this is how I wrote my essay, because there's no point writing the essay.
But they're saying that the one caveat is that you're not going to be allowed to use it for exams.
But
So you spend the entire year using a computer program to do your work for you, and then you're expected to go into an exam setting and do it?
Is that what they're saying, or are they just saying, this is a tool that now exists, we'll teach you how to use it?
For the life of me, see how you can teach somebody how to use it without undercutting their ability to access and process information themselves.
Because I don't know how to work, I'm assuming the task will be specific to using it as opposed to it being incorporated into the general suite of learning things. For example, can you instruct this machine to achieve this? So the lesson is that, as opposed to, today we're doing an essay on Shakespeare, you can use it. Hmm. You know what I mean? I'm with you 100% if it's the latter. If it's just, oh, now it helps us write essays, because it doesn't, it actually just writes them.
But if you're going to ban kids from doing exams with it, why would you let them use it for the rest of the year?
Well, I can only imagine it's for specific components of how to use it, as opposed to it now, it's a learning tool, because it's not.
All of the evidence is that we're getting stupider. Like the NAPLAN results have been appalling for so long. You know, and you think back to an era when the curriculum was less cluttered, when there was more rigor, there was more rote learning, there was more emphasis on grammar and spelling. Things like that were regarded as bedrock requirements of being able to speak and write English. The teaching of things like Latin was there to show people the discipline of conjugation of verbs and tenses, and also the etymology of so many of the words in English, the origin of so many words in the English language. Like that, the world my old man grew up in the 50s, up there at Stirling East Primary School, it's unrecognisable today.
Mm.
And, you know, when you throw on top of that the rise of, texting and the way people, like, you look at the way Nick Kyrgios communicates on Instagram. The guy's functionally illiterate.
Mm.
And the people who read and respond to all of his posts are exactly the same, and that's not a criticism of them because that's the way they've been taught to speak and write.
Have they been taught that? I don't know if they've been taught that. They've just learned that.
Self-taught, taught each other.
Yeah, no, absolutely.